Ben Dobbin.
I'm exclusively a free baller.
What can we say?
I'm sorry?
He wheels and he deals. For great deals on wheels, see the team at Southside Auto Auction Springwood. For wholesale cars direct to the public. SouthsideAutoAuctions.com.au.
Hey everyone, it's Luke, Dobbo and Margo. This afternoon on the catch-up, Dobbo's going to talk to us about getting his kid off in public yesterday. What are you doing there, Margo?
Just throwing up. Sorry, just got a bit of reflux or something, maybe.
I wish he wasn't reenacting it in the studio as well. That's
Dobbo getting naked in public.
Loved
what?
It. Is that the first, you know, we'll hear the story in the catch-up, Dobbo, but is it the first time you've ever got naked in public? I find that hard to believe. I think there's
Sober.
Yeah. Was it liberating? Like, did you like it? Was it good?
Yeah, it was good.
He freed the willy.
I'm doing it again.
You must have been feeling pretty
zen.
Confident with yourself. You must be. You know what I mean. You must be.
No, not
if
really.
You're willing to get your kid off in public, you must be confident with what you're packing.
Yeah. It wasn't that warm yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah. You are.
Luke. You know what you know.
Would you say that would be true? That would be a true observation to make, Margo. I reckon if Dobbo was like, tic-tacking it down there, there's no way. There's no way he's getting his kid off in public.
There's an air of confidence in and around nudity, isn't there? You don't get it out unless you're sure of it.
Yeah. So you're pretty sure of what you got going on there, Dobbo, do you?
Yeah, I like to think so, yeah.
Oh!
Not so Dobbo's little pecker.
Yeah. Does he strike you? Does that surprise you, Margo? Or are you not surprised by that? You know,
I would be surprised by that. I would assume the other alternative.
The other end of the spectrum.
Yeah.
Anyway, why did Dobbo get his kid off? You'll find out if you listen to the catch-up. We've got a brand new TV show that's happening tonight. And quite frankly, Margo's just taken the whole premise. She's so proud of herself because what she's done, she's like carrying on, oh, I've come up with this great idea. And we're all sitting around behind her back going, it's not really your idea, Margo. You've basically just ripped off the TV show.
Well, they ripped it off somebody else, so I thought I'd rip it off them too.
Well, there's no new ideas in radio anyway.
No.
We do the secret sound, for crying out loud. We're not judging anyone. What are we talking about? Well, it's blind dates. Now, Margo's been on plenty of dates where you've been blind, haven't you?
Yes, most definitely, Luke. But I'm going to help the people of the Gold Coast.
The other way around.
The other way around. We're going to set them up on a blind date.
Yes. So they're a bit
of
fun.
They need to be set up, the Gold Coasters.
Yeah, and hopefully it should make for interesting radio, so that'll be pretty good to listen to. And the Honey Badger is in all sorts of shenanigans. This guy can't do anything right at the moment. I mean, fair dinkum, he was the greatest guy on earth 2 weeks ago, and now everyone hates his guts.
All he had to do was pick someone, Luke. It's not that hard.
Well, you know, I don't know what made you think that he had his head screwed on properly. With anyone that walks around with a hairdo like that and a moustache in 2018, I don't know why everyone's surprised. But anyway, we'll cover off on the Honey Badger and his appearance last night on the project, and you'll hear it if you listen to this. It's the catch up, and it starts now. You know, my favourite news story over the weekend, Dobbo, was, I thought, I've got to pick Dobbo's brain on this.
Yeah.
To see whether or not you were, because you lived in the country for so long, whether you ever had an encounter like this. But did you hear the kangaroo that just belted the crap out of that lovely couple, like a really nice couple that just got absolutely pounded by a big kangaroo? It was the lead story last night on Channel 9
sure.
News.
So awful. Obviously it was a kangaroo that was reared in the drought that was fed. But we've all got to remember,
they're wild animals.
These are wild animals.
Yeah.
Like, you're not dealing with something that's a pet. You're not dealing, you might call it a pet as such, but they are wild animals. On a side note for me, Luke, I'd just like it to be known that there has never been, I would never feed a kangaroo full stop.
Oh, you think they're pests.
They are 100% pests.
No, they were here.
Dobbo would only want to feed them close enough so he could then shoot them.
I look at this and I go, when you're providing the food for the nation and something tries to destroy that, you destroy it.
Well, anyway. They were here long before you, Dobbo.
That's another argument.
They were here long before you.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that we need to let them become plague proportions. Anyway.
We're getting sidetracked.
Obviously,
have a go at the injuries. Have a go at the injuries of old mate. He was, and his wife who really copped it. This was on the news last night.
It's scary. It knocked me over once or twice. And once they grab you, you can see what they do.
As the roo's big toe claw shredded his clothes, he called for help from his wife, Linda.
Very lucky to come out. I think Mum's not lucky, but she's got more injuries.
Paramedics say her catalogue of wounds is equivalent to a high-speed car crash. Broken ribs, a punctured lung, torn liver, and dozens of scratches.
Far out.
And this is why, not being rude, and you question my train of thought. The back of that, I think I'm completely justified in my thought process.
I would like to see you go toe-to-toe with Kangaroo. Put your gun away, Dobbo, and go hop in the ring with this thing. Yeah, let's see how much of a big man you are when you get rid of your spotlight and your gun, and you got to go toe-to-toe with this Kangaroo. I'm back in the roo. Who are you backing, Margo?
Yeah, I'm back in the roo.
And the worst part was, do you know what the lady and her husband do? What their actual job is? Like what they do?
Yeah, they're wildlife carers. Unfortunately, all they were trying to do was help. You know, they're hand raising kangaroos, and then they were trying to feed some kangaroos due to the drought. Unfortunately, the kangaroos didn't like the food that they were trying to feed them.
I mean, you've got Dobbo on one hand. You've never had the crap beaten out, belt out of you by a kangaroo, I'm assuming, Dobbo.
Oh, we'd never get that close to him. I've tried to have
that
a swipe at one.
That near caused an accident.
Yeah. Oh, I've hit a heap of them. I've hit a heap of kangaroos in cars. I've taken a swing at one because...
They're not intentionally, Dobbo. I don't go hunting them down. This one just jumped out of nowhere while I was on the
road. Why would anybody want to run over a kangaroo and destroy a car? Like, but I'm just saying...
Dobbo, what do you mean you took a swing at a kangaroo?
Well, one tried to bail up a couple of the dogs, like at Condamine. And anyway, I went flying over there with the horse and jumped off, but it cleared out. Like, they are... I know they're on the coat of arms. Listen, stop this. No. I know they're on the coat of arms, and I understand in a... Like a kangaroo sanctuary, you can go there and you can feed a little pet kangaroo. But other than that, any kangaroo,
Dobbo.
A good kangaroo is a dead kangaroo.
Look, and I just want to say
he's
for any of the
kids... He's our wildlife warrior, our Dobbo, isn't he?
Yes, but for any kids listening, Dobbo's a bit confused. When he's talking about a kangaroo taking a swing at him, it's not the kangaroo that you're thinking about. The kangaroo that wanted to, still does, by the way, as far as I know, and did take a swing at Dobbo, his name was Darius Boyd. And
yes.
That was back during the World Cup, I believe.
There was some mitigating circumstances there.
That was the kangaroo, wasn't it, Dobbo?
Yeah,
it
certainly was.
You know, a guy I feel sorry for is the honey badger. He's copping
why?
I do. I genuinely feel sorry for him, Margo. I mean, everyone knows the story by now. He went on the, whatever it is, The Bachelor, and he didn't choose one of the chicks when it came down to the final two, but... What was
Why
he supposed
feel sorry
to do?
For him, though? He brought this upon himself, really.
Look, he didn't really. He just didn't fall in love, and so I actually think he was really courageous in having the balls to not select one of the girls, because he would have been under such immense pressure from the producers of the show to do so. He's taken the hard road, not the easy road, and he's actually been honest and true with Australia, and he's copping a pasting for having done so.
But Luke, it was also paid $750,000.
And he didn't even give it a go.
And
but
the
what
show,
was the show, lackluster from the very beginning?
And the show is about picking a girl to fall in love with.
Yeah.
That's it. And you take the money.
He snogged them all.
Yeah, he
There's
was happy to kiss
them.
Not
one of them that
all.
He didn't kiss.
Yeah, he kissed them all.
He patched on with all of them, and then decided at the end of it, I don't want either of you. But the thing that got me, I think, you know, obviously he did that interview last night on the project, and there was no accountability. He didn't take any accountability. He just kept saying, "Oh, but if in 3 months' time down the track we break up, then it's worse. I break her heart." That's the whole part of dating. You go into something, you give it a go, and if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out.
No,
he wasn't even prepared to give it a go.
But if he had gone on a TV show and at the end been honest, brutally honest, and said, "Look, I'm not that into you," then you know if you're into a guy or not, Margo, and you know if you want to date a guy. He didn't want to date one of the girls, so he told
him. Well, then
he's
too fussy, and he's never going to find anyone, because if he couldn't, out of 25 beautiful women, find one that he could potentially have dated for at least 6 months, then there's something wrong with him.
Tried to work.
Did either of you guys watch it last night?
Yeah, I watched it.
What did you make of it, Dobbo?
The whole time I thought, I'll be honest, when it finished, KG said to me, "Did it change your opinion of him?" And I said, "No, not really."
He just
said,
seems really insincere.
What I thought was that, I mean, it was a little bit scripted.
Yeah.
He'd been briefed. Mate, I thought it was live. Isn't that right, Luke? It's being alleged now that it
was
recorded.
Apparently he was super nervous, so he wanted it to be pre-recorded rather than going live. But, Margo, I'll have to take you on to task of saying that he's insincere.
Yeah.
The guy would have been insincere had he have selected one of the girls. No,
yeah,
he was sincere.
He used it as an excuse, didn't he?
I don't know what you mean.
Like he was saying, oh, you know, the timing's not right in my life at the moment. Well, don't go on a dating show and put yourself out there and then make 25 girls go on a dating show in the hopes that they're going to end up with you and then turn around and go, I actually, you know what, doesn't suit me anymore. I don't want to do it.
Look, from the get-go, Luke, and from the get-go, the day we interviewed him.
And there was something not right.
Something wasn't right. Now,
this might be worth listening to now, Dobbo, now that we know. But when he was doing this interview with us, he knew that he hadn't selected one of the girls. So he knew that, ultimately he could be copping a pasting like he is at the moment because the show's never finished in this way. So this might be fun to listen back to.
Well, you picked it almost.
Yeah, well, it was pretty easy to. I've never met someone so lackluster about spruiking their show. Have a go at the Honey Badger. He knows that he didn't pick anyone, but we didn't. Have a go.
Are you regretting it? Honestly, I mean, it hasn't even started yet and you sound so low of energy, you sound so bored, and I'm not having a go. Like, I'm really grateful that you've come on our show in an honest way and you're not faking it and you're not being contrived, so I really appreciate the way that you've come on in an honest fashion. But can you tell us, are you regretting having done this experience?
No, it was great, mate. I think it was bloody good for me. I think what you're gauging it off is just all the publicity stuff afterwards.
Right. I get it.
No, I had a great experience. I learned a truckload, and I'm glad I did because I wouldn't have met such amazing cheerleaders. They're bloody fantastic.
Not fantastic enough to go home with at the end of the day, were they? I mean, look, it worked for Sam and Snezyana. It worked for Tim and Anna. It worked for Georgia. Didn't work for the Honey Badger, please.
What are you suggesting next time he picks a mirror? Is that what you're suggesting, Margo?
Not very often getting your gear off with your fiancé in public is a good thing, but
Dobbo,
yesterday...
Kids in cars, mate. Just be careful.
Yesterday, I was lucky enough to get completely nude for an hour with KG and have one of the most... non-sexual, awesome day, awesome
what?
Hours.
I was going to say, are you trying to bring the baby on?
No baby board on. Yesterday morning...
Nude beach.
No, well, I'm now tempted to go to a nude beach. Yesterday, KG and I went to a float tank. Of those who don't know, I was a novice before yesterday, is that businesses around the Goldie and up in Brisbane have these amazing places where you go into these rooms and they've got pools and they've got lots of minerals and magnesium, which it gives you the floating effect, salt. So you actually literally float for an hour.
Like
so,
the Red Sea.
We did this, Dobbo, for Give Me Five for Kids with AJ Bridge and Spider. We walked to one that was up around Burley. And we all jumped in. One of them was absolutely freezing, like it was an ice tank, and the other ones had minerals and stuff like that, and they were warmed up. But none of us got nude, mate. Are you sure you're supposed to get naked?
Okay,
because
so this
no
is
one
how
else
it went. This is how dead set. You go in there. KG and I went in there. We were clothed. We had a little bit of a massage, like the massage and relax. You then go into this private room. You have a shower, and you're both in this room, and then this is pool, and you literally. Lie in there, you hit the lights, they play music, and you lie there for an hour. It was so relaxing. I actually woke up to KG. She was snoring next
sleeping.
To me.
Sleeping.
In the floating, on her back, snoring. She was that relaxed. It
naked.
Was, yeah, naked. Yeah, it was, I'm literally going to try and do it once a month.
It's really good to help reduce stress.
It's so good.
Yeah.
And, mate, after it... I got a herbal tea. They came out, they gave you a little herbal tea.
Who
and,
is this guy?
You know, and and she said, it's to keep your zen going. I don't know what that meant, but I'm like, yeah, give me some of that. But I've got to say, there'll be a lot of blokes out there, a lot of ladies would have been to a flotation tank before.
Yeah.
There'll be a lot of blokes out there who would never have thought of it. But you know what? I'm all in.
You know what they say it's equal to, Luke? 8 hours of sleep. 1 hour in a float tank.
BS.
Because you're so sensory deprived, your brain actually is forced to shut down and relax. But they say that it's equivalent to getting about 8 hours sleep.
How is your brain supposed to shut off and relax when you're floating around a pool naked? I mean, are you
next
joking?
To your missus.
But are there other people in there, Dobbo?
No,
or is it?
It's just me and KG, and it's a completely
private.
It's like
a floating pod.
It's a floating little pod, and it's completely pitch black. You cannot see each other. You just lay there still, and there's music that comes through the water, like this beautiful track. Mate, it was phenomenal. Dead set. I strongly recommend every bloke take their missus. Okay. I'll tell you what, it paid dividends later on in the day doing it. I can tell you now. It was like a fantastic...
There's always a payoff.
Yeah. Hang on a second.
No payoff. It was just...
Wait up a second, Dobbo. We've just gotten out the picture of you naked, and now we know what you're alluding to. If you'll excuse me for one moment.
There we go. Everyone feels better.
That wasn't necessary.
I don't want to burst your bubble, Dobbo, and I don't know who this imposter is that's pretending to be my mate Dobbo this afternoon, that all of a sudden I've got some hippie from, you know, Nimbin that's sitting in pretending to be Dobbo this afternoon, getting very all zen on me.
Margot,
it wasn't it. Zen, mate. You don't know where you were. You thought you were at some hippie retreat. Turns out he was at the candy shop mansion yesterday.
In the grotto. Just stay with me for a minute, guys, here.
I'm with you.
I've got an idea. The people of the Gold Coast, I want to help. I think off the back of this new show that's coming out, Blind Date, I've been inspired and I want to set up the people of the Gold Coast on a blind date because we all know how hard it is about dating. Dobbo, you're just talking about, you know, Aussie blokes going over to Russia or Lithuania or Ukraine or somewhere buying themselves brides and bringing them home. Tinder, nobody wants to swipe right anymore. That's too confusing.
So you actually want... To have our own blind date on our show, Luke.
What do you reckon? Yep.
Good idea. I mean, who are we looking for, though, Luke?
Well, just any men and women of the Gold Coast that are willing to be set up. We want to help you. Give us a call, 132710 here at Gold 92.5, and maybe we can try and work something out. We'll send them out on a date or something.
We can put an age limit between, like, you know, like we don't want...
it'll be up for the person to work out.
All the finer details we can sort out later. But, you know, if we get a group of men and a group of women, we can give, you know, one woman the potential to meet, you know, three suitors and we can give her some options and then she can pick one. Or we could give a male three female potential suitors and then he gets to pick one.
Right.
Hmm. So it'd be like literally like the show where one sits on one side and one sits on the other and you can't see them. You just got to go off their voices, go off the answers that they give you. It's all audio. So it's not a visual thing until you eventually meet each other.
Everyone sort of says that. They say, don't marry for looks, but looks fade, but personality, you know, stays around. And this would be a good way of doing it because you literally won't see them. It'll be the radio. So
And it's a free night out on us too, Luke.
Well, what are we? Okay, so we've got to put it together then if
so
that's the go.
All I want you to do now, because I don't know any of the logistics, I've just sorted this out in my head, give us a call, 132710. You're going to get producer Nick. I've run it by him and he said, yep, let's all systems go. Let's just make it happen. So we want to set up. We've seen it's been successful in the past. AJ Bridge and Spider did the second chance dance.
Yep.
And actually, when we were at the comedy night at Miami Marquetta, we met a couple. They come up and told us that they met at the second chance dance and 6 months later are still dating.
Oh, there's babies that have been born from radio promos like this.
Well,
so
I reckon it's about time we had another radio baby. So let's... Give us a call, 132710, chat to Nick. We'll get some details, and I reckon we should do this.
Yeah, I like it. So guys and girls of all ages, shape, sizes.
Yeah.
How many are we picking? We generally pick one, but if you...
Well, there's only going to be one person that we set up, but we're going to give them a couple of options.
Right. Okay.
Depending. If we get heaps of guys call through and only one girl, then that girl gets all the options. If we get heaps of girls call through and only one guy,
then we can
do that.
132710, our phones are going now. I just noticed we've got a honey badger calling through from Papua New Guinea.
And
he wants to have a crack.
He's trying to reverse charges as well.
Well, everybody's welcome. Everybody's welcome. Anyone that listens that wants to be set up on a blind date.
I like this, Margo. I like this.
I'm going to set you up.
You're living your life through someone else. I like that.
Yeah, okay.
That's my love on the Gold Coast.
132710 if you want to be part of Margo's experiment. So if you're single, guy or girl. Well, you know.
I genuinely want to set somebody up. This could be a lifelong thing.
We'll chat to you, give you all the details, but if you want to get involved, give us a call now and we'll keep you across how that's all panning out on the show.
Ben Dobbin.
I'm exclusively a free baller.
What can we say?
I'm sorry.
He wheels and he deals. For great deals on wheels, see the team at Southside Auto Auction Springwood. For wholesale cars direct to the public, southsideautoauctions.com.au.